I knew there was going to be a lot of opposition to it. For one thing, I would like everybody to know is I've been coming to Branson for too many years. My sister, Clyde O. Mayfield, taught school in Reed Springs. I've been coming down here since I was 8 years old. I'm going to be 59. I have a nephew that has a wife that lives here. I have another nephew that lived here that moved away. Actually, my nephew is going to keep an eye on the place for me. He's going to be taking care of cutting the grass. He's actually talked about cleaning the place for me. I just, I've tried to meet some of these neighbors. The young lady was just up here. I talked to them about their boat that's sitting in their driveway that I would thought about buying. The neighbor across the street's been just a phenomenal person. He's been out there every time, been real friendly and talked to us. I've met Eric's wife. She was driving down the road, and I stopped her just to tell her who I was. I'm not just the guy from out of state that bought a piece of property to fix up and flip or anything like that. Yeah, I did pay $57,000 for it, but I'm going to put a lot of money into it. And I'm not going to put up with it being tore up. I just want to do this to compensate, to get it paid for, so when I retire, it's ready to go. That's all I have to say.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Here, there might be some questions, sir, if you if you'd stay up at the...
Any direct questions? None? For Mr. Hackney?
The lady mentioned too, you had an easement going across, and that's a property adjoining that to a boat ramp. Is that a public boat ramp? Or
from what I understand, it's a neighborhood boat ramp.
It's a neighborhood, okay.
Correct.
That answered my question.
Okay.
Thank you. After the meeting, I'd like to talk to her about maybe doing something there with that property between us.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
I'm sorry. Do you plan on letting your nightly runners, if you're approved, have access to the boat ramp?
If they have a reasonable boat. I mean, if they don't have a small fishing boat, no. They need to go down to the landing and put in down there. You know, if they have a small John boat or, you know, something like that, that would be fine by me. I mean, we had already talked about getting together and maybe doing some upgrades to the ramp because it looks like under the water it's kind of breaking up.
Do you have a slip and a boat dock down there?
Yeah, I have a boat dock there, yes.
Directly below it?
Yes, that one. Can I go with
it? Sure.
This boat dock right here is mine.
Okay.
But your access to it is through the easement?
It's through this easement here. And once you get back here, this is all core property, all this.
Mm-hmm.
So they could come down here and turn around and then back in. And they wouldn't be on anybody's property. But I don't want them down with no 25-foot ski boat.
And how many slips are in that?
One.
One?
Just one.
Any other questions for the applicant? Any discussion amongst the Planning Commission? I think there's several factors through many nightly rentals that come up to play, life safety, access, width of the road, turning radiuses, and compatibility issues really arise there. So
narrow road really is a concern for me and parking areas for people coming to around.
And just trying to navigate a boat and not knowing where you're going just seems like you're asking for trouble. Would anyone entertain making a motion?
I'll make a motion to deny based on traffic safety and compatibility.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second that motion.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor to deny the application, raise your hand. Say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All in favor? Did you get that?
060.
Thank you.
That is the end of the public hearing, so you're welcome to vacate, and I appreciate your time this evening. Thank you.
traffic safety and compatibility.
Right at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock, quit working.
I can't see it. It's
our new clock quit working.
Yeah. Nighttime vision or
well, the door's open.
I don't know.
Good night.
Thank you for your patience. We'll move on to the concepts. Scott, are you ready? First one up is going to be Meyer Land Development, Whisper Cove Development.
Meyer Land Development, the applicant seeking to add the ability for nightly rental on an existing 2006 Division 3 decision of record that was approved as the Whisper Cove Development. Applicants requesting ability for nightly rental of a variety of units proposed for the project. The original decision of record included the following uses: 192 condo units, 130 townhomes, dry dock storage, a chapel, and a clubhouse. His revised plan is for 96 condo units, 120 room lodge, 20 townhomes, 59 townhomes, 10 twin homes in addition to a pool, chapel, and dry dock storage. The total number of units would be reduced from 334 to 327. This parcel is 42.8 acres in size and located west of State Highway 265 and Santa Fe Avenue. These parcels are highlighted, and then I'll bring it up on pictometry, and we can go back to this one. Of course, this is a stone Taney County line. Does everybody know where we are? Chateau's just south of us. Majestic's is right here. Chateau's on down. Know where we are, Dave?
A little bit.
Okay.
Wrecked a boat one time up there about the forks of the lake.
Uh-oh. Right here?
Yep.
Oh, I'll be... This is Animal Safari Road, but our entrance road is right here. So.
You talking about that point comes way out and gets shallow?
Yeah.
I knocked a number two prop off of Chris Grant.
I had a willow tree watching hawks and crow fight. Oh, well, that's then and this is now.
Gail, do you want to go ahead and come up? Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you so much. You know, I probably ought to give you a little bit of history about this property. And I'm in the we have a small hotel business in Branson. Have lived here since 1984. And we bought this property either 12 or 13 years ago. And in 06, we went for the Division 3. And at that time... everybody knew we were in the hotel business, and we talked about a lot of uses, and I think Scott has, I got to tell you, he's done a great job of research to try to figure out what happened in 06. And we talked about a lot of uses, including nightly rentals, timeshare. The highest and best use of this as it's along the lake is, you know, a hotel, nightly rental, condos, and timeshare. And so over time, we've asked planning two or three times as we've looked at other things to do, you know, what we would need to do if we were to build some sort of a lodging facility down there. And we were told you're good to go until recently, and I think that's probably a result of some of the things that have gone out other places in the county. So the people that advised me have had some really good discussion with the staff, and we decided that, and it didn't appear on the Division III. And so we've decided that what we want to do is go for the clarification. And so there's no future specter of someone misinterpreting. So we owned the whole thing. And I guess you got to have a sense of humor, because all of the documents and the covenants and restrictions that we have today assume that we have the abilities that we've asked for. And in fact, if I can walk over here.
I live here, and then we have built these townhomes here. And
those folks have actually signed the covenants and restrictions, or some of them have signed those covenants and restrictions when we put them in place, that would not be nightly rental, so that we could take it back. So I'm happy to answer, you know, whatever questions you might have. The property is a unique piece of property. We have a Corps of Engineers lease. It is on city sewer, even though it's not inside the city limits. Obviously, it's in the Branson School District, and already has the Division III approval. So really, totally different than I think some of the things that you come across. We just want to make sure that when we get ready to do something, there's no specter that I don't have the ability to do it, because we thought we've had it all this time. So I'm going to stop there. I'm happy to answer any questions that you might have. You see that you've got a master plan there that we did some time ago. Bill Young did that. And so that's part of making sure that we have all the proper infrastructure.
And is the listing on this accurate of what's being proposed as far as the different types of uses on the development plan?
So that's a great question. I believe that what you have there and what you have on the request are the same.
Okay.
There were two master plans, and I hope we didn't get them backwards, but I believe it's what you have on the request is accurate. And so what our hope is that we can get the approval so that it runs with the land. And hopefully I answered your question.
And Scott, do you have this development plan?
Mm-hmm.
In your PowerPoint? Or
no, not yet. For your
next meeting?
Right, for your public hearing. It'll be on there.
Okay. Any specific questions for Gail? We'll see you April 8th.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay. Next, we've got concept 19-05 for 19 single-family homes located in Woodbridge Estates Drive. And Jamie Court.
How's it going?
Good evening.
Applicants requesting Division III approval for the ability to use future three-bedroom single-family homes for nightly rental on 19 lots in the Woodbridge Estates subdivision, Branson. You guys might have remembered hearing this one in the past, but it was for six-bedroom homes. I went back and listened. Their proposal this time is for three-bedroom homes.
There's an existing foundation on property one.